And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 22nd of April, 2014. It's the birthday of the man who once wrote, "Love and Scandal are the best sweeteners of tea," the novelist Henry Fielding, born to the gentry in Somerset, England, 1707, started out writing for the stage, but his plays were political satires, which got him in trouble with the government. And Parliament, perhaps in response to Fielding's plays, passed a law, 1737, the Theatrical Licensing Act, which required plays to be approved by the Lord Chamberlain. And Fielding then retired from the stage and became a novelist and wrote The History of Tom Jones, a Foundling, the adventures of a lusty but good-hearted young man who falls in love with his neighbor's daughter. It's the birthday of Vladimir Nabokov, born in St. Petersburg, Russia, 1899. Family fled during the Bolshevik Revolution, settled in England, where Nabokov went to Cambridge, and then Berlin, where his father was shot and killed at a political rally in 1922. He fled the Nazis in Berlin, 1936, with his wife Vera, who was Jewish. They moved to Paris and then settled in the United States, where he wrote and taught at a series of colleges. And in 1961, the success of his controversial novel Lolita and the film adaptation enabled Nabokov to retire and write full-time, and they moved the Nabokovs to a hotel in Switzerland, where they lived until his death in 1977. It's the anniversary of the first Oklahoma land rush in 1889, when the government opened up 2 million acres of land, which it had promised would always belong to the Cherokee, opened it up to white settlement. And on this day, at noon in 1889, a cannon was fired, and about 60,000 white settlers came streaming across the border to claim land. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver, "I Happened to Be Standing." I don't know where prayers go or what they do. Do cats pray while they sleep, half asleep in the sun? Does the opossum pray as it crosses the street? The sunflowers, the old black oak growing older every year. I know I can walk through the world, along the shore or under the trees, with my mind filled with things of little importance, in full self-attendance, a condition I can't really call being alive. Is a prayer a gift or a petition, or does it matter? The sunflowers blaze, maybe that's their way. Maybe the cats are sound asleep, maybe not. While I was thinking this, I happened to be standing just outside my door with my notebook open, which is the way I begin every morning. Then a wren in the privet began to sing. He was positively drenched in enthusiasm, I don't know why. And yet, why not? I wouldn't persuade you from whatever you believe or whatever you don't. That's your business. But I thought of the wren singing, what could this be if it isn't a prayer? So I just listened, my pen in the air. I Happen to Be Standing, a poem by Mary Oliver from her collection A Thousand Mornings, published by the Penguin Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.